tragic accident changed the course of his life forever. For most, it would have begun a life of discontent and wallowing around in self-misery. For Jonathan Nadeau, it kickstarted a new chapter of inspiration and appreciation. Even though he lost his sight permanently, he gained a passion to put creativity first in all areas of his life. And now, he wants to encourage you to do the same. There are times when you'll be faced with a choice. Be crushed by the weight of the situation, or use the fresh start to rebound bigger, better, and more inspired than ever before. This is Tornado, stories of those who refuse to choose defeat and instead chose to embrace the storm. Here's your host, Jonathan Nadeau.
Greetings and salutations. Welcome to Embrace Your Storm. My name is Jonathan Nadeau. Thank you for joining us today. I've got an awesome interview for you. I'm really excited about this because this company has at least, it's definitely like the top five name for an audio company name. So without any further ado, today I have on Oliver, and he is from Death by Audio. Like that, I told him before the interview, like that's the coolest name ever. So Oliver, thanks for coming on, man.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, Jonathan.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Death by Audio, that is the coolest name ever. Did you have to like fight to get that name, or was it just freely available and you were able to just use it out of the gate?
It was freely available. I was the first to think of it. So.
Nice. There you go. That is perfection right there. So Oliver, tell, if the audience isn't aware of Death by Audio, can you tell them a little bit about kind of like what you guys are doing with these pedals? And we'll get to a little bit of what drove you to want to do that afterwards. But what are you guys doing with these pedals from Death by Audio?
Yeah, we're building like really crazy effects pedals in a warehouse in Queens. And, you know, it's like a crew of like 11 people. And they're just these things that make like the most craziest, insane sounds that anyone's ever heard.
I can believe that, and I haven't used a Death by Audio pedal, but I was looking at your website. I didn't memorize any of the names of your pedals, but I'm sure you know some of them. Want to just rattle off some of the names, because when people hear the names, you're gonna be like, I need to plug my whatever into that and see what happens.
Totally. Soundwave Breakdown, Harmonic Transformer, Total Sonic Annihilation, The Apocalypse.
The Apocalypse. That was the one I saw too. I was like, what in the world happens when you play, when you plug into an apocalypse?
The world ends. And nobody's ever exactly. Done it.
Dude, that is awesome. Yeah. I think you have like probably, I think we had like 10 or 13 pedals, right? Or something like that, somewhere around there.
Yeah,
is that right?
Sometimes pedals leave the line and more pedals come about all the time.
Yeah.
14 or 15 or something at the moment. Yeah.
That's awesome. Now, so how did you get started with this Death by Audio? Like what drove you to want to, I asked Chris from Benson Amps, like, you know, we as musicians, we're driven to want to record, you know, create music, play on stage and stuff like that. But you were driven to like create a, you know, physical like product to help out, you know, your creation as far as like music goes. So like, this drove you to like a whole nother level. So how did that happen?
Yeah, I mean, I was doing a lot of different things. I was like, you know, I wasn't that good of a musician, or at least I didn't think so. So like, I wanted to, you know, figure out ways to make sounds and become like, you know, a creative person at the table who was doing interesting things in some other sort of way. And, you know, at the time I was living in this warehouse in Virginia, and we were recording this record, and I've been living there for like a year and a half or something. And we were kind of, you know, I just had so much time to sort of explore these things. So I was taking apart lots of different effects pedals. I was taking apart amplifiers and stuff and trying to figure out how this stuff works, to try to figure out maybe there was some magic way to make something crazy happen that wasn't available.
Dude, that is awesome, because and people will find out soon enough, like, here you are, you're sitting, you're breaking open these pedals, like, you have no background, like, electrical or mechanical background, you're just, like, cracking open pedals, being like, all right, I know I'm not getting the sound that I want. I'm assuming you probably had an idea, or maybe not an idea, but you just knew you wanted something different, and here you are, like, tinkering with stuff, like, that's just awesome. It's awesome that you did that, and it's, like, you bring it to a whole nother level, like, so as you're working on the pedals in that warehouse, like, were you able to kind of get, you know, like, did you just blow stuff up and break stuff, or were you able to kind of get something, some things going, and we're like, okay, that kind of did something different?
Constantly breaking things. Nothing was working. I mean, it even took me so long to teach myself how to solder. You know, I've been doing this even for like years, kind of trying to figure this out, because I had at least like a somewhat of an interest in it. Like, I was playing the bass guitar, and I'll try to rewire it or something to make it sound different. And then it just was like really hard to do. And so, you know, eventually you start to learn some of these kinds of things, and you start to learn how some of this stuff works, and you figure out a couple things about it, and you kind of make some of this stuff happen.
Yeah. And well, speaking of making stuff happen, you, in order to make this happen, went to things that kids don't know what these are these days, libraries. Where books are held, like, you know, these things that have pages in them and everything. You went to a library because the internet wasn't exactly around at this time. So you were like, you said you'd be going to like different towns, and if you found out they had like a technical library, you'd be like diving into it, like reading books, right?
Totally, all the time, you know, and like copying diagrams and stuff, and like just trying to gain as much information as I could about these things. I would read these books, and I would even buy some books, and I would read them like from cover to cover, and have no idea what they were talking about the whole entire book. You know, you were talking about how you're a computer programmer.
Yeah.
Even read books about computer programming, and it's like, okay, first 12 pages or something like that, I know what they're talking about.
Right, exactly.
Starts to dive into, like, what the heck is this? And then, you know, but I'd be like, you know what? I don't have any way to, like, you know, work on this stuff, you know, because I don't even know what the heck they're talking about. So I'm just going to read the whole book, and maybe this information will kind of speak to me in the future.
Yeah. Yeah.
Help guide some ideas and decisions. And, you know, definitely that stuff kind of keeps on coming up where you're like, oh, yeah, that's kind of what someone was. Feel like I've heard this before.
Is okay.
Presentation or something, you know? And so, but I think of those, like, you know, every little teeny bit of knowledge that you can kind of gain, you can use as like building blocks to kind of create things, as well as, you know, inspire you for other ideas.
Totally. Yeah.
Because knowing about that stuff makes you inspired to want to do something else, you know?
Absolutely. I know. It was kind of interesting hearing you say how, like, you could hear a sound like from an instrument, or, you know, just something from a band that they're playing, and that could inspire you to be like, ooh, what if I made a pedal that could do whatever? Like, I was like, that's interesting to hear. Like, just a creative person in that sense being like, oh, how could I be inspired to manipulate sound? Like, I don't know, it's cool.
Totally. And you also even start to realize, like, that there is even more to some of these things than even just sound. It's even like performance and stuff, you know, all of this stuff. Like, when you see someone there doing something, you know, when you see their hands moving and reaching over the controls, and you know, even when you personally, let's say you're even recording at home, you know, when you actually have to physically touch some sort of sliders or something with your hands, or
some
sort of switches, like, there's some sort of interest and intrigue in all of that stuff. And even the way that it's designed and the ergonomics and how you like interact with it as a performer, you know, is really important. And I think sometimes people don't even realize that stuff, and they just look at like some aspects of it and then send it out or something. But
that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. I think all of those things are like really important and really cool. It's like the whole kind of, you know, I don't know, the human experience helps whoever the artists are create something that will hopefully, you know, guide them, you know, a bigger and brighter and crazier place.
Yeah. Now, as you're working on your pedals and you're, you know, reading your books in the library, what was the first pedal that you, I mean, not like first production, but do you remember the first pedal you yourself got working? Like, yes, I did it. Like, this thing works.
I think it was like some tone switcher or something. It was like,
okay.
I tried to build this pedal. I think it was the first one I ever built. It was like in a wooden box.
Which
was
nice. Like,
bad idea. Interference, mother circuits and stuff. But you know, at some point that somehow worked, and I was like, oh my goodness, I can solder, you know. So
that's cool. So what, how did it kind of begin, like, as you started making kind of more pedals or whatever? Like, were you like showing people, or were like you just used it yourself and people were like, hey dude, that's a cool pedal, where did you get that? Like, how did that kind of come about?
I mean, it was a few of those things. It was like, I think right when I had come out with the first pedal, which was Total Sonic Annihilation.
But it's probably the second coolest name.
and so that I had like sent out to maybe like Guitar Magazine, I think.
Okay.
I was like, you know, savvy and building like websites and stuff. So I like
built
a really insane, crazy, you know, Death by Audio website. And then so made it like where it was just like a weird, attractive, like mystery site of insanity. And I think that kind of intrigued some people. And
that's cool.
They kind of checked some of that stuff out. There were like sound samples and stuff. And, you know, and then I think from that, like maybe just like word of mouth and stuff.
Man, that is so cool.
Yeah.
So that like after, so after the like the first pedal, like what kind of made you, what kind of brought you into doing like other pedals, like you, because like you, I know you said you're searching for sounds when you're recording your album, like it probably gave you the taste, I'd imagine, after you made the first pedal, like if I can do this, what else can I do now, like it was it that kind of thing, like let's see what I can do.
The craziest thing was is when I started the company, I thought that it was just like a really quick, as crazy as this sounds, like a cash grab.
Oh, you, so you're gonna kind of make one pedal.
Like, well, yeah. What I wanted to do is I really wanted to make like $2,000 or $3,000.
That's so funny.
On this trip.
Yeah. And
so since I was like, I wasn't working. I was in a warehouse. I had no money. And so I had to raise this money really quick. So that was like, I was like getting closer and closer to the deadline is why I came up with the name Death by Audio and Total Annihilation. Cause I was like, that sounds crazy. That's cool. You know, this would be pretty awesome. And so, and it worked. And so I made enough money to go on the trip. And then, so I figured once that was done, probably the company was probably over. You know, and then I was probably going to continue my goal of trying to be a successful musician. And, but people still kept on wanting the pedals.
That is funny. That is, and I was so like, funny.
I want to come out with other pedals too. Did all sorts of stuff. So,
man. And so then did you start diving in more and kind of learn, you know, like learning even more of kind of like the whole electrical aspect and transformers and all that stuff?
One of the biggest things that I did is that once I started to make a couple circuits that actually worked, and I was like, oh, and people were really interested and would write me about different options and stuff they wanted. I started doing this thing where I would take on any custom job that anyone would want to do, no matter what.
Nice.
So I was doing this for many years, actually. And so I built all sorts of crazy things. And so I would just, someone would give me some idea for an effect they wanted or some rack mount unit or something. And I would just name them a price. I'd be like $500, you know, or because that sounded good to me. But then I would be like, I have no idea how to build this thing. So then I'd have to figure out, okay, how do you build an analog flanger or something?
Man.
Like, you know, like 4 or 5 months or something to figure out that pedal. You know, so it'd be like hours and hours and hours of work, you know, just slaving upon these things. And so it was it was pretty crazy, but it was also, you know, the customers would be pissed off that the pedal took so long to build.
Oh, but yeah.
A great way for me to learn even a lot more.
That's interesting, because it sounds like, because you took on all the kind of like those custom jobs, that helped you figure out how to make crazy, insane, you know, these pedals by adding in all those kind of random stuff all into one thing.
Totally. It sort of seemed like it was a way where I could almost be like, you know, I don't know, being like paid to train or something.
Yeah, like, yeah. Seriously. Like, I don't know. Like,
yeah. I wasn't good at like, you know, picking up a good price for people, but you know, I'd always probably lowball everybody, but whatever.
You probably got more out of learning how to do all that stuff. And
yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So, yeah. So then like, you know, coming full circle now to kind of round to like your pedals now and everything, what are some of your, like some of the pedals that you have and like, what do they do? Just so the audience kind of gets an idea of what kind of Death by Audio is all about. Like, I know you mentioned in the beginning, you kind of more, not more into experimental, but you know, like you'd probably say not the average thing that you hear on the radio that people would listen to, I'd imagine, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it can be, you know, there's lots of average bands that use these pedals. You know, some of the things are even just focused on like, what's the best, like sustaining fuzz pedal you could possibly make or something.
Okay. Okay.
You know, but it's like, those are just ideas of like, elements of music and stuff that I like, and so you know, you kind of figure those things out, as well as I don't know, like you'll find out some cool technology, something that uses like backwards transistors or something, gives some really interesting sounds, or uses, there's like this chip that they use, which is very precise for like medical equipment and stuff, and then
That's interesting.
You have to like make some crazy filter or something, or we get into computer programming and you start making these like insane bending reverbs.
Yeah, all. Yeah.
You know, I don't know. You just kind of go lots of different technology ways, or even what is even kind of cool, like something that's controlled with light, or, you know, something to kind of bring different elements into the actual interaction with these things and sort of help people like elevate their music to some cooler place.
Yes, that I love what you just said there. Like that, I can see that's what your company is all about. Elevate the music to another place. That's perfect.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. With the other thing that I was looking at the website, and I mentioned this before, like we were talking about, like, man, would you ever, you know, imagine this would have happened when, you know, you're working on these pedals, like kind of in that warehouse or whatever. Like, I looked at the artist list of people that use your pedals, dude. That is so crazy, man. Like, it must like blow your mind that these like Flaming Lips, Pearl Jam, like just all these people. I was like, that is so nuts. That must be so like, I don't even know what it feels like, because I've obviously never been in that position. But dude, go from that to all these musicians using your equipment, it's got to be so cool.
Yeah, it's really crazy. It's such a wild thing that you see all these people, you know, even photos of them using them, or you see them at concerts using them, or, you know, there's some documentary about some recording studio and they have your effects. You know?
Yeah.
It's so crazy, all of that kind of stuff. And then you even think about like all these people who, you know, have used this on their records and who constantly do and tour with this stuff. And it's such a wild thing, because in some ways it must have even like shaped modern music. So
yeah, for real. Right. Like, it is like, I don't know. That's pretty awesome, dude. Like, yeah, and that's kind of the point of this interview. Like, for the people listening, like, Oliver just got sick of whatever one day and had to do something about it, and he just did it. And yeah, he didn't know what he's doing. He had to go to libraries and read books. And yeah, he's reading entire books and not understanding 90% of them. But here he is now. Like, yeah, you know,
I think you need to find like whatever it is that kind of drives you that you want to do, and try to like figure that out.
Totally.
You know, and it's like you need to make those kind of conscious efforts in the day to be like, rather than, you know, consuming some, you know, trashy television show, or, you know, spending time on Instagram, but
yeah,
like, kind of working on projects and
yeah,
spend a little bit of time doing that stuff. And, you know, all those kind of things sort of build up to even bigger and greater things. And, you know, you don't have to be the best like silkscreen artist that there is, but you can teach yourself how to silkscreen, and it's pretty cool.
Exactly. Now we're kind of wrapping up here, and with Death by Audio, what are you guys coming up for 2022? Like, what do you got any kind of crazy ideas you're working on, or anything you want to talk about or mention, or anything like anything coming down the road? I got
tons of crazy ideas since like everything that's been going on. We just got so many crazy, insane ideas. It's just nuts. And I'm so excited for all this stuff that we have working out and coming about.
You must have some fun brainstorming sessions in your...
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, as well as lots of arguing and stuff too. People are like, it will be cool, you know, but it's funny. We have really good fun times there. Lots of jokes, lots of good kids, you know, lots of good stuff. So, yeah, but you know, with all that, you know, we always have like maybe 10 or 20 projects that we're working on at a time. And it's only like 15 pedals in the line, but
yeah.
You know, I think that it's kind of cool to sort of like, I don't know, keep your options open and constantly
work
things and shifting to other things that interest you if you get bored of one of the projects.
Do you guys mess around with like doing plugins at all, or with recording and stuff, or just do physical pedals?
I haven't done any of that stuff, but I would like to. I think that would be kind of cool. So
yeah.
If any of you guys know anyone out there who does that and wants to talk or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like you'd have some interesting plugins, like, you know, because you have interesting ideas for pedals. So you might be coming up with stuff that, you know, other people wouldn't otherwise think of.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah.
What I want to do recording wise and I can't do, that's a whole nother conversation.
Exactly. Well, Oliver, thanks so much for your time. Is there anything else you want to go, you know, mention about Death by Audio? Check out deathbyaudio.com. Is there, you know, any last words or anything you'd want to let the audience know?
Whatever, you know, just be good to each other, you know, have fun. I don't know.
There you go. And go out and create.
Yeah, go on and create.
Yeah,
definitely. That's
stop. All stop consuming and go out and create.
Yeah, there we go. Heck
that
yeah.
There we go. That's how it'll end. And everyone, thank you so much for listening and downloading. And don't forget to embrace your storm.
Tornado with Jonathan Nadeau. If you haven't yet, please subscribe now so you're first to hear new episodes with more stories of inspiration about the highs and lows of life and how embracing the storm is so much more fulfilling of a life than being crushed by the weight of the world. And until then, we hope you're inspired to do something, whether it's creating, participating, or learning, whatever leads you to your personal passion.